Don't know about you, but I love that song. That is a great song, Everlasting God. Well, it's good to have you here this morning, and we do welcome you. If you want to look on the overhead or if you have your Bibles, we're in the very last Psalm, 150 of the book of Psalms, as we read through the Psalms. We've done that over the years a number of times, but this is a hallelujah psalm. In other words, praise the Lord is at the beginning, praise the Lord is at the end. But if you were to climb a mountain called Hallelujah or Praise the Lord, you'd be at the summit here in Psalm 150, because you find that the heart and the life are overflowing with praises of God. That's what the psalmist is really all about, and that's what we are all about. So why don't you follow along? Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stacy's going to come on out and open for us in a word of prayer.
Morning, family. Let's pray. What an awesome psalm this morning, Lord. We really do want to enter your gates with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord, and a heart just praising you for who you are, Lord. And you tell us that let everything that has breath to praise you. Our desire, Lord, is to do so, Lord, is to praise you, not just this morning, Lord, but to make our lives a life of praising to you, Lord, honoring you and glorifying you. We get to do that this morning as your family, Lord. So we would pray, Lord, you would take our thoughts this morning captive. Lord, make them obedient to Christ, Lord. Let all that stuff that's outside of us come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord, and you would cleanse us, make us anew, make us afresh, make us right in your sight, Lord, this morning, as individuals and as the family of God you have called us to be. Man, God, what a privilege you have given us to praise your holy name, Lord, to seek you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord. What an awesome God that you are, Lord, that you would do these things to us and for us, Lord. So, Lord, we would pray this morning, Lord, as you continue to minister to us in this time of praise and worship, Lord, and the word through Pastor Bill, Lord, and that you would bring healing to this body, Lord. You have came to set the captives free. You've come to make the blind to see, Lord, the lame to walk, and to heal the sick. And so we pray that this morning, Lord, that we would be able to be healed from these things, and we would come to you this morning, and we would praise you with everything we have. We praise you, Lord, not because we have to. We praise you because you, Lord, are worthy of all praise, Lord. So we thank you. We ask you would continue to bless this time that we're together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And as we worship this morning, we ask that either you stand or you sit, however you feel comfortable as we worship.
From earth to
Sing aloud. That your name is above all, that you are our beautiful Savior, that you are our glorious Lord. Lord, we lift you high this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Would you all stand with us?